Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So, all right, again. Oh, man. Prepare myself for that creepy death stare of the eyes opening and,
Well, you think you might be spared that because he's face down.
Oh, okay, but I feel like I have to get close. Like, that was why I went up to him before and up to the other guy before and put my elbows on the thing. I feel like I'm gonna kneel down, like, with one leg and put my arm on the desk and then start teasing that out of his mouth. The same
Let me help you, Will. I'm gonna turn his head so that his eyes are facing sideways.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you and then talk to you!
A double threat.
Yeah, well, you won't be able to escape when I talk to you when you're dead.
Yeah, that's right. The only way you're going to find out my real name.
Wait a second. I know your real name. That's it right. Is. What is it? I was making fun of it. Jaharet.
Nope.
Rarjet. It's something like that, Batwhack. It is.
Jet ski.
Edward.
Jet ski. Yeah, that's why jet ski.
Jarjet! Jarjet! Batwhack, your name is Yar Jarrett, and I want to know all about that.
But he's not dead, so he's not going
to I'm not dead yet.
You're trying to tease smoke out of Batwhack's eye. You trigger his breath weapon, he shoots acid all over you.
Oh, no, gross. Yeah.
He has a strong gag reflex.
I totally say that, though. Totally say that. Totally know your name. We all do. Didn't we all hear it?
I think we all did.
Nick, why don't you have that engraved on a best friend necklace already? What's wrong with you?
All right, now that I've turned that guy's head, I'm going to go check out the door on the... Yeah.
All right, Yar Jarrett!
Getting away from this guy. This Will guy.
I'm way creepier than the dead body. Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna start...
So
yeah.
You start teasing out this smoke out of his
mouth. Yeah, it's like a gesture
mouth.
Of, like, yep, beckoning again.
Mm-hmm. As you see the spark of life... In his eyes, very dim life, but present, you can tell.
Creepy.
And you start being filled in your ear holes with this smoke.
I hate it, but
ear
it's
holes.
Pretty cool. My ear holes.
Yep. While Will is doing this, if you guys do open that door, you said you were exploring that, just you know what you see, you decide. You open the door to reveal a landing for a small spiral staircase
Ooh.
Leading both up and down.
Hmm.
But yes, Will, so... You are face-to-face with this dead old guy.
How did you die?
Heart attack.
Oh. Working too hard.
The voice sounds similar to the other guy. You feel like you're not getting really much of, like, intonation from these. Just explain. This is your, you know, first foray with speaking with the dead. So you feel like you're not really actually hearing their, like, true voice.
Hmm.
You're just hearing the words.
Okay. What happened with the big window in whatever room I would call that room, that throne room?
I don't know.
You don't know, you liar. Okay.
Don't make him think you're an
enemy. Smack him around a bit.
Kicksnay on the ostel hay.
That's like so impossible.
Rafino should have Pig Latin written down on her known languages, yep. By the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'll put it in my app.
Okay. Why are you wearing manacles?
They keep me at my desk.
Oh.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stab this guy and kill him again. He's being irritating.
Why is he there?
Yeah, it's like, who do you work for? Why are you here?
Give me a complete description of your job.
I know, right?
Situation. Like,
what's your favorite candy?
Oh, what's your favorite candy? Dang. I wish there was, like, I feel like a smarter person would be able to come up with better questions.
Well, too bad you're dumb.
I don't think so.
Too stupid. I have a question. I have a Will question. I'm going to ignore other questions for a second. And I'm going to say, how long has Rahadin been here?
Longer than I have.
It doesn't tell me anything!
It really doesn't.
All right. Who do you work for?
Strahd. And the light fades out of his eyes.
That was it? Dang.
You feel cold?
Yeah.
His name was Leif Lipsiege,
yep,
as labeled in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And his alignment was chaotic evil.
Oh. Everyone's evil here. Never mind. I don't feel bad for anybody. Well, that also gave us nothing. Sorry, guys. I thought we would be able to figure out more about what's going on here, because I think it's weird that everyone's dead!
But hey, your friends found a staircase.
Yeah, found a staircase. Cool.
Isn't there anyone else who's dead that we can talk to? No.
There's a dead vampire over.
No, there's a dead vampire puppet.
The maid you killed.
Yeah, we killed the maid.
Oh, you mean from ages ago.
There's also like a skeleton dressed up, but was it a real skeleton or was it like a hologram? What was the
deal with
that skeleton? It was like a haunted house skeleton.
A hologram.
What is the deal with
it
that guy?
It was a force ghost.
He was like glowing. That's what I'm saying. It was weird.
He
was not like
glowing.
I thought you said he was glowing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the guys were, no, they weren't glowing. They had a shadow over their faces.
Mm.
No, I wonder if you could. And then there were all the guys that were like, weren't there guys that were impaled into the walls, or were there just swords stuck in the walls?
There were swords and weapons and shields.
There was a lot of bones down there, though.
Into the wall.
Mm. I could go have like 500 conversations. Let's go.
One of the requirements of Speak with the Dead is that it has to have a mouth.
Oh, you just made that up.
Wait, so a skeleton
does that make,
have
does
a mouth?
That make me mouthist?
Does a skeleton not have a mouth? Like, does it have to be a fleshy mouth?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Oh,
skeletons don't have a mouth.
Oh, the corpse
loophole.
Must still have a mouth. And
I'm getting a D&D lawyer.
All right. So
deal with it.
All right.
Anyway.
So do we turn to each other? I'd be like, well, that did nothing. So what do we want to do now? We have weird altar room, and there were doors off of that, right? And there's basically a million places to go, so what do you guys want to do?
I mean, it's morning. Do you want to find the omelet bar?
We're still kind of looking for Esmeralda, aren't we?
Ugh, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, wait. We never resolved this go up or go down.
We should have asked where Esmeralda was!
Given the quality of the answers, I don't think he would have told us.
He's been dead for 2 weeks. Unless Esmeralda was here 2 weeks ago, that's...
Does Rahadin still have a mouth?
Rahadin turned into smoke.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, he disappeared. Man. Of course, he also hates us, so, you know.
Yeah.
Where are we?
How did you
go?
Die? I didn't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you have lots of ways to go.
Let's go up.
That's right. We went down, and that's when we ran into Rahadin.
Mm-hmm.
We were searching, and then... We didn't go through that hallway where we saw the, not the munchkin, what the hell is it called?
Mongrel folk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a munchkin. We didn't go to the other end there. Let's go, maybe I was going to say a Zelda moment, you know, princess is at the top of the castle kind of thing. Let's go up. Maybe Strahd's up there playing the organ and has Esmeralda tied up to a chair.
You want to take this staircase right here?
There's one right in front of you.
Let's take the staircase right here in front of us. Worst that can happen is we're all killed.
Guys, I think that is a record for you deciding which way to go. Good job, everybody.
Wait, this staircase goes up, right?
And down.
And down.
Oh, okay, all right.
So.
Oh, we've been here before.
Outside. What? You're on this. You've been on this level before, yes. But you're in a different place.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on.
I'll drag everybody where you are.
Thank you.
And you have your bear. I can add him if you want.
Yeah, I do.
Bear. All right. So, you go up the staircase, and this is the top of this this staircase. It does not go up any further from here.
Okay.
And it heads off into a short hallway leading towards a single closed wooden door.
Hmm.
It is... Oh, sorry, excuse me. It is not wood. It is delicately engraved steel. Standing at the end of this hallway.
What's it engraved with?
This door seems to shine with a light of its own, untouched by time.
Hmm.
There's two alcoves flanking this door. And from the top of the stairs, these are dark, vaguely man-shaped figures standing in each alcove.
Bathwack, do you want to try, because you found the secret door in the last hallway. Do you want to work your magic and see if you can find any secret doors? And I will try the not-secret door.
Sure.
Don't you have a secret finder or a...
Yeah, it never works.
It's true, it really never...
Alright, Bathwack, give me an investigation check. If you allow yourself to be bossed around by Lank.
Of course. Not very good. Why are we having me investigate? It's an intelligence thing.
He asked nicely.
Four!
You found it. You found it last time.
Alright.
I don't know.
You find no hidden doors. And Lank, as you move past these alcoves with these figures,
am I gonna get punched in the face again?
No, you're not going to get punched in the face. but you are able to tell that because these figures move quickly, they are swarms of rats piled atop one another.
What?
And then as you move through that space, they sort of. What's the good word for it? They
engulf
swarm.
Yeah, poor swarm.
Engulf. I like engulf. Like a wind. Yeah. Description.
Like a school of fish.
Descend, dissipate, but towards you, and move to attack you. So I need everybody to give me initiative checks.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So they were basically two stacks of swarms of rats in the vague humanoid shape.
Oh my god.
10.
I like how we assumed they were statues. We were like, well, we don't need to look there. Those are just statues.
Whoa, jeez.
That's too strong.
Oh, holy crud.
And by the way, each rat is as big as Bathwick.
Whoops.
We're in the nutcracker right now. 11 total.
16.
14.
Lank, what were you?
10.
Okay. All right, Will, you are up first.
I am? Oh.
Yes.
Can I see this from where I am?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not very far away.
This is going to be hard because how do I attack? I can't use Eldritch Blast on an entire group of rats, right?
Yes, you can.
So Eldritch Blast, what, affects an entire group?
It's a swarm. So yes, it is treated as a single monster for the...
Absolutely weird. Okay.
For the purposes of D&D combat.
Because I would create a bonfire, but I think Lank would be in the bonfire then.
Well, basically they're starting to swarm.
So I could cast...
Lank is more back. He's like back like here.
I could cast a bonfire in the corner opposite Lank.
Yes, they've yet to actually swarm him.
Okay.
You're reacting more quickly.
Oh.
I'm going to do that.
They're about to.
I rolled faster than, I rolled better than the rats. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Bonfire under this group on the left, if I were looking down the hall, my left.
The closer one?
What's the closer one?
To you, like the
eastern
one?
Aren't they in
one?
The same place?
There's four swarms.
Oh, okay, yeah, the one that's closest to me.
Okay, so you cast, are there rules with it for damage? You have it printed, it's not on your cards.
Must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 fire damage. Wait, nope, 2d8 fire damage.
Okay. You said so dex saving throw?
Yeah, succeed on a dex saving throw or take 2d8 fire damage.
So wait, so the orange one, right?
Yes, and then it says...
Dex saving throw.
Yeah.
So what's your spell save DC?
15.
All right, so they save.
Aw, man.
They swarm away from
the
fire. So what do they take half damage?
It doesn't say that.
All right, so they basically jump out of the way of the fire.
Well, I am useless.
They roll. Are you going to move anywhere? I guess we didn't talk about that. Are you
There's
gonna
really
stay
not
back?
Much place to go.
No.
I'm going to probably just stay on the edge of these stairs. I'm not really going to go further in there. Nope.
All right, well then it's Bathwack's turn.
Get the rats.
You were failing to find secret doors.
Right, so...
I'm just working my way along the wall. I'm like, ah! all right. You know, what the heck? I'll attack the group of rats on the left wall. The first one I come to.
All right, I've got they have these colored dots on them now for easy reference. Do you see them?
I do. The orange one.
Orange rat swarm. Cool. Go for it. What are you gonna? How are you gonna?
They're
attack
actually
it with
like
your sword?
They're all. It's just a pile of McDonald's Happy Meal toys.
Yes, we have we have piles like that in our house. They're all on the harpsichord.
Those were the rats. I think that they're swarming around a bonfire, right?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's this big fire. So they're all kind of clumped up, avoiding this pillar of flame. So then, who knows? Maybe they'll be easier to hit. Let's see.
All right. Let's hit the clump.
Let's find out. Mathwack, you've got to roll better.
Ah!
What was that?
That was my cookie falling because Mew is trying to eat it.
You think there's chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah, see, they keep...
Hey,
why are they dropping out?
It says 16.
Are we?
Yeah, it's been happening the whole
Can you
game.
Be a little... The whole game, really?
Yeah, not terribly, but like now it seems like you know, it's getting worse or whatever's happening.
I hadn't been noticing that.
Boogers, should we log out and log back in?
I think part of it is like when there's conflicting sounds, so I think that's why we maybe noticed it from you, Greg.
Okay. Ah, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that'll
do conflict.
It.
We conflict.
Roll better.
Roll better.
Right now it sounds okay. So yeah.
Okay.
16. Back
whack. Do your thing. To hit? Cool. Yes, yeah. That hits.
All right. 13 damage.
Okay. The orange ones take 13 damage. Which
one more time.
In the sense of, I'm just going to say, in terms of what to picture, basically you kill a bunch of rats with the swipe of your sword. So the swarm is diminished. Go ahead. You can do another attack.
All right. 22.
That is a hit.
12 damage.
You kill most of the rest of the rats, and then the ones that are remaining scurry off past you along the wall and down the stairs.
Oh.
They're dead. That swarm is dead.
Sweet.
Okay, talk to the rats now.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
They have mouths.
Fuck you.
They have mouths.
Just grab one of them.
Oh, I forgot. On your turn, Bernard would have gotten a turn as well.
That's true.
So you can take that right now if you would like.
Thanks. Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess he's a bear. Just go on and bite and claw him.
Yep. Go ahead. Make an attack.
Do I do two?
I think so, yeah.
Two attacks. Oops. I never got the stats, so you have his stats. You should give them to me.
Based on their AC, that is a hit.
This is?
Yep.
Okay.
Hit.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay, so what do I roll?
Do a d8 and a d6, and add 3 to each.
Where's the 8? Shit.
It's pointy. It's like two d4s glued together.
Ah, 6.
+3, +3.
Oh.
12.
I'm surprised this doesn't give you twice the problem.
No, it solves the problem.
It does solve the problem.
Why aren't all D4s glued together like a D8?
No.
next game, I'm going to look in my dice box and they're all going to be glued together.
But point to point.
All right. So this rat swarm does not die, but a bunch of the rats are squashed and swatted and bitten in half and vertebrae crunched and skulls demolished.
Good.
What color?
The blue one.
The blue one.
Blue rats, yep. All right, and it is Rafina's turn.
All right. I don't know if I really want to do that. Seems a little extreme. Oh, okay.
That's the attitude you take when you're trying to decide whether or not to heal me.
I was going to say, Rafina was weighing a nuclear warhead in her palm and then puts it back in her terrarium. No.
I'm going to pull out a sacred weapon. A spiritual weapon, excuse me. That's what it's called. And aim it at the two along the other wall.
So you're aiming for the wall?
I'm aiming for, but yes, I am, between the two of them, because it's going to radiate out.
Oh.
And it is shaped like a waste paper basket with a little ramp going up to it and peanut butter inside of it.
All right. Go ahead. Roll your attack.
It's a humane spiritual weapon.
This while rat bits are still flying around from the large attack.
Yep.
All right, so that's 11 plus... Wait, what do I add?
Regardless, it's a hit.
All right.
So roll your damage, which for a spiritual weapon... What level did you cast it at?
I casted it at...
It is a second level spell, but you could do third or higher.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess I won't go as high as I absolutely can, but I will go to third level.
Okay, so then it's 2d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
8 and ooh. 3 is 11 plus 4.
Okay, with this one you do only target one, so which one would you like to target, the red or the blue?
I'll go with the red.
Okay. So yeah, you you set your humane spiritual trap, and they start scurrying up, sort of inquisitively, a bunch of them up and into this humane waste paper basket, and they sort of tumble in, and as they hit the bottom, they just explode. The swarm is not completely gone, but it is certainly diminished.
So that one's still there, but it's diminished.
Splat in, yes, significantly.
Right. I don't need to move. I'm close enough to the rats.
All right, and then it is the rat's turn. We'll start with the green swarm, who is going to swarm onto you, Bathwack. And that is a 19 to hit.
Whoa.
Wow.
When it's equal to your AC?
It is a hit.
Okay.
And that does 7 piercing damage. And then the blue and red marked rat swarms both swarm on you, Lank.
Whoa.
One is a 14 to hit.
That does not hit.
And the other is a 16 to hit.
That is not a hit.
All right, so they're not able to make it through your armor. They're just kind of swarming all up and down you. Which is gross, ew, but not painful yet.
I'm still going to need to give you some shots afterwards.
Yeah.
And Lank, it is your turn.
Well, I was just about to ask, because I may have missed when the call was paused. Did Will cast Bonfire?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where the Bonfire, he said on his left, near corner, so it's...
It's Bathwack is between you and the Bonfire currently on the map.
Okay. Was he there when the bonfire started, though? Because didn't Will go first?
No. Will did go first.
As Lank is going to... if the fire's... So the fire is pretty much right in front of me. Like, don't cross the hall from me.
It is. I'll mark it on the map where the circle
it's,
is.
It's there, and then I'm right. I'm under here.
And you're
oh,
under
that's
that
right. You don't like that fire, do you?
Last time I did this every time. There we go. I think instinctively, Lank is going to sprint back toward the way he feels is safety, and so
okay,
be pretty much down the stairs.
Okay.
He's not thinking.
Okay, yes. The rats are all going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
That is...
So, it is appropriate?
That, yes, yes, I accept that fate.
Right, so red is a 23 to hit.
That most certainly hits.
That is 4 piercing damage.
Oh, jeez.
Blue is a 16 to hit, which I think you said missed.
That is a miss.
And green is a 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
All right. You're able to shake these rats off, and you start heading down the stairs away from this giant big bonfire that...
I frankly may be falling down the stairs at this point.
Aww. It's a big bonfire.
All right. And then it is Nick's turn. Who is going to rush up and sort of squeeze past Bernard and try to impale as many rats as he can on his rapier.
Rat kebab.
Exactly. He'll take the time to put a few pieces of pineapple in between each one. wrap
a
couple
fire
in
right
bacon.
Next to you, and you can roast them right over
it. Some mushrooms on there.
Is that what you used to eat in your valley?
Right, that is a hit. He's going to go after the red one. All right, that is that. And he's going to get to do a sneak attack damage. All right. And the red one is skewered.
Ooh.
So it's hard to tell in the mass because they're sort of swarming together. But the red swarm has been defeated.
Oh, wow.
So there's the blue and the green that remain. And it is Will's turn.
Oh, okay. Well, I...
Do you want to pretend that you don't see Batwack under the rats and cast Create Bonfire right where he's standing?
Hey, well, they were in the humanoid shape before. Obviously, it's just still a humanoid shape of rat.
It was the heat of battle, Batwack, I swear!
Well, Lank pushed past me to run away, right?
Yes. Oh, good idea, Lank. Let's go.
Oh, are you okay? I'm gonna follow him. No, I'm
you turn around just in time. You don't see me. You just hear me bouncing down the stairs.
Oh my gosh. So he's still running and running. Like, he doesn't seem to have stopped where his icon is, right?
Ask Lank.
Are you still just running?
I think Lank probably has, because you said the stairs go down from where we had gotten on the stairs.
Once you wrap around the corner, the bonfire's out of sight, if that's what you're asking.
Lank was startled by the rats, so he was already sort of caught off guard, and then the fire was so close, and he's not accustomed to being afraid of fire, so he just booked it. So yeah, I think he's gonna sort of come to his senses probably like 4 or 5 steps below past where we got on the staircase.
Cool.
Okay.
So yeah,
just sit in the dark for a moment.
I think I'm gonna call out to Lank just to come back. Where are you going? But then shoot Eldritch. Do you think I can shoot an Eldritch Blast over Nick's head? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It seems like everyone's really kind of taking care of this.
You could technically even hit the one that's swarming around Batwack. That's the way magic works in D&D.
All right. I just feel like, how do I even have line of sight at all? I'm going to call out Lank's name, shoot an Eldritch Blast at the ones that are not on Batwack.
Okay.
Because I don't think it makes sense that I'm going to shoot an Eldritch Blast at Batwack with rats on him. And then I'm going to run down the stairs after Lank.
Because that might stop the rats from chewing on Batwack. We wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Go ahead. So you're going to do both blasts at the blue swarm.
Yeah. 18.
Hit.
And 12.
Hit.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. 7. 8. All right. 15.
Describe destroying this swarm of rats with your Eldritch Blasts.
It's kind of awkward because, like I said, I feel like I can barely see them. So I'm kind of trying to throw it around Nick's side, because I don't want to get it anywhere near Bernard. I'm throwing it around, like wrapping it, throwing a curveball, and then I'm hitting the rats.
Okay.
And they...
Do a couple of them ricochet up into the waste paper basket and explode?
They're up inside. They're up. The waste paper basket
on the floor. But so were the rats.
Well, what I was thinking was, if it's this big clump of rats, I'm throwing this Eldritch Blast at them and it basically just erupts and they... So, it singes all of them, and then I'm booking it down the stairs after Lank. I wasn't really admiring my own work. I basically threw my blast and then tried to run after Lank to be like, where is he going?
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Batwack, it's your turn. You've got rats all over you.
Can I hit them while they're crawling over me?
Yes.
You just have to shake like a dog.
No problem. 26.
Oh, hit.
8 damage.
Okay. Kill a few.
26.
Wow.
Hit.
12 damage.
Okay. You have slashed and stomped most of these rats to death. There's still a few sort of squirreling around on you, trying to find a chink in the armor to sink their super long teeth into you.
Ugh.
And it's Rafina's turn.
So the only ones left are on Bathwack.
Yes.
I'm still dancing around.
And your waste paper basket is still in, it still exists, and you can move it, or you can make a different type of attack. But yes, that spell persists.
I'd like to make use of that. All right, so the waste paper basket follows my gaze. I look at Bathwack, and it goes and settles on top of his head. And so the rats are drawn up his body.
Over his face.
Yeah.
And up into the basket. All right, you have to make another attack, so go ahead and
all right.
A d20.
It's too bad Will can't see this know. Image of Bathwack with a garbage can on his head and rats all over him. Man, why did I run down the stairs?
It's a 15.
Hit.
9.
All right. The rest of the rats scurry up over Bathwack's face and ear holes and whatnot and manage to make their way up into this basket and plop in and splat,
ugh.
Explode.
And there's a scent of burnt, of there, singed peanut butter in the air.
Are there rat bits just raining down on me?
Yeah, I know. That's does it fall through the waste paper
once they
basket?
Once they die, they go, yes.
Oh my god!
Oh, gross.
Oh.
Yes!
Sorry, Bathwack! I giggle.
And we are out of initiative.
Oh my god.
The rats are dead.
Well, Will's gonna be catching up to Lank, hopefully.
Yeah, he stopped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He said he did.
Okay. Just kind but of in the dark, the so you probably have tripped over me and now you're bouncing down the stairs and Lank's coming after you.
Yeah.
What a wacky adventure we have.
Yep. Trying to wipe my face on my sleeve.
Your sleeve has rat bits on it too, so you're less than successful.
Oh.
Fewer. Just kidding.
Fewer than successful. Yeah, I'm gonna reach Lank and be like, are you okay? What?
Lank is just trying to catch his breath. I was a little startled. But I'm okay. I'm okay. Are the rats gone?
I don't know. Let's listen. Do we hear screaming? Are our friends being eaten?
I don't hear any screaming, so either the rats are dead or our friends are dead.
Well, let's just leave and, assume the best or the worst. Either way, it doesn't matter. Let's just leave.
I like the idea that after that long talk that Will and Lank had about not doing suicidal things, that Lank would just be like, yeah, let's leave the castle. Let's just go. We'll go be mayors of towns around here and be done with it.
Well, I'm gonna watch Lank to make sure he goes back upstairs.
Lank does go, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm assuming without fuel, the fire is gonna be pretty low to gone.
It requires my concentration, yeah. I don't even know if I ran away. I don't know if it would still be even on.
Technically, but I don't know if you would drop it.
Yeah.
I mean, would the... Even if you if you set a pile of wood on fire and then broke concentration, would the wood still be burning because wood burns?
Yes. Yeah, because it is a fire, but it's like if there's nothing to burn, I think I have to just hold my concentration for a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how long rats burn.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And actually, they all scurried away, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay, so fire's out. Good. Okay. Good deal. Lank comes back upstairs somewhat sheepishly and to try to distract from everything that just happened, he says, did you find any secret doors, Bathwack?
No.
Okay.
I walked right into this pile of rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, looking good, Bathwack, I say to him, grimacing.
Oh, I don't suppose you could prestidigitate this off.
I don't suppose I could. Could I?
Can do, but won't.
You totally can, says Nick. You have great magic because you do that all the time.
Oh, you're right. Let's see. See how hard it is? I'm rubbing my hands together. I don't know, man. I'm really tired from fighting those rats and chasing Lank down the stairs.
Oh, don't be modest, Will.
I'm so modest. You know me. Modesty is who I am.
The best policy.
Is the best policy.
Modesty
is the best policy.
There's your episode title.
Yeah, I was thinking.
We haven't pointed that out in a while. Have we? Or have I just not been paying attention? I feel like that phrase hasn't come up in a while.
Yeah, I feel like that hasn't.
It's not on the bingo card.
It is on the bingo card. It might be on somebody's someday.
Yeah.
When I make my set of 12.
So all this happens and no prestidigitation happens, right?
No, I it depends on how much Bathwack's looking at me and waiting for it to happen. I put on the crown. I put the crown back on my head. I look at him. I'm rubbing my hands together. I just needed to put on the crown, Yar Jarrett. I'm pointing at the crown, rubbing my hands.
Blank expression.
Maybe you're pronouncing it wrong. Yar Jarrett.
Yar Jarrett. I don't think it was ever
It rhymes
clear.
With Margaret.
Is it really Yar Jarrett?
No, I have no idea.
Well, all I know is that the Rocks told us that name, so I don't know if they were right or not.
The Rocks?
The Rocks, the sarcophagi guys.
The sarcophagi guys.
That one looked like the Rock.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm doing all that, and then I walk up to him and I prestidigitate his face at least. I'm waiting. You're being so quiet.
Thanks.
Yes! I got it! Thank you!
Thanks.
Yes! And then I do more. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
You guys are best friends now.
What smell do you leave behind?
Let's see.
Patchouli.
Artificial vanilla.
Yeah, artificial.
Like the kind where you can really tell that there's something not right with it.
It's like if you have like those trash bags that are scented.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Fake vanilla. Oh, I was gonna say, because I know that he's like a vegetarian, so maybe like a greasy hamburger. He smells like it might smell good if you were like
a couple of the rats that ran away scurry back up the stairs.
Smells like cheese.
But it's just like, wait, does Bathwack have a tail? Did we ever describe was this ever? Do you have a tail?
I don't think he does.
He never said he did, and Dragonborn
I don't think I have a tail.
Canonically
no
don't.
Tail. They don't have a tail?
Mm-mm.
Man, come on, they're dragons.
Do you prestidigitate a tail on him?
Well, I was going to say, like at a dog groomer, if he had a tail, he's going to prestidigitate like a little bow drawing at the end of his tail. Like he put a little bow on
him. You can put
a
kerchief
there.
On him.
A kerchief, a bandana. Oh my gosh. Actually, can I? Oh yeah, I'll prestidigitate. But like, so I'm cleaning prestidigitate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then also I add like a couple of, like, I'm doing the same gesture. So it looks like I'm just cleaning him. But then like on the top of his bald turtle head, I make it extra shiny.
Yep.
Like a glimmer. And I'm just
like
really
Mr. Clean.
Too detailed. Like Bathwack probably suspects that I'm doing more than what I would normally do.
This is what
do.
You pay extra for at the car wash.
Right. Yes.
he's just cleaned my aura of protection off of him.
Nice.
And then on the back of his shell, on the back of his shield shell on his back, I write, "Strahd, take me first."
Do you?
Yes. Okay. Nobody sees it. I'm not doing
Nobody
it for anyone except
it?
For me. I'm not doing it for anybody.
On what part of my shield?
On the. Don't you wear your shield on your back so it looks like a turtle? So
yeah, but I take it off when I'm fighting.
Yeah,
but you don't
you
look
do,
at the. You don't look at the outside.
It part.
I never
it
look
last
at it
forever.
Yeah, it doesn't last forever either.
It doesn't last forever.
It's just
like
right. carved into it.
I'm probably not looking at my shield. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm cleaning you. Obviously, you need your shield cleaned too, Bathwack. Or are you ungrateful again? I think I need another thank you. Huh? I adjust the crown.
You are friendly creatures within 10 feet. All right, I always stay 11 feet away from Will.
Or Or just remember that he's not friendly.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not friendly.
So, how many rooms has Lank gone through in this time?
Of Lank, yeah. He's he comes back with a detailed map that he drew.
Along with Bathwack. I mean, Bathwack. Oh my god, I can't talk. Along with, what's her name? Esmeralda.
Oh!
And Strahd.
Yes, and the head of Strahd on a plate.
Wow.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're through this door.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go.
Open the door! Wait.
Well, that was what I was trying to do earlier. I'm going to let somebody else open the door.
I'll open the door.
Lank is actually shaken.
Well, are there statues here?
Nope.
Like, remain? Okay, so those are just...
those are alcoves are
now
empty.
I just wanted to make sure there wasn't actually anything there.
Okay. I'm just going to push it open. Not too loudly, not too quietly.
The door is unlocked. And as you open this door, dust assaults your lungs.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's right. A sweet yet pungent smell of decay fills this room, in the center of which stands a long oak table. A blanket of dust covers the tabletop in its fine china and silverware. In the center of the table, a large tiered cake leans heavily to one side.
What?
The once white frosting has turned green with age. Cobwebs hang like dusty lace down every side of the cake. A single doll figure of a well-dressed woman adorns the crest of the cake.
Wow.
Suspended above is a web-shrouded chandelier of forged iron. An arched window in the south wall is draped with heavy curtains. Resting in a wooden stand by the window is a dusty lute, and standing quietly in the southwest corner is a tall harp, shrouded in cobwebs.
Whoa.
It's like Miss Havisham.
I was just gonna say, like Miss Havisham, yeah, absolutely.
Great Expectations. You don't need to Google it.
It's the lady who like wears a bridal gown. She's like a million years old, and just because she was jilted or whatever, right? She was left at the altar, left something like that. Yeah,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, well, it can't. This cake. There is no way that this is from when Strahd wanted to marry Irina, is it? Because that would have been way too long ago. And there's all these rats everywhere.
I know. Unless it's been magically preserved to age slower.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it was magically preserved, they missed or something.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Yeah. So only Bathwack's in the room right now?
I'm assuming everybody else goes in.
Okay, okay.
Don't.
Yeah.
I'll also mention that there are, in addition to the door you came through, which I'd never answered you because these rats swarmed out, Rafina. You asked what the door that you came through was this engraved steel door.
Yeah.
It was engraved with images of a human king in armor astride a horse, a majestic range of mountains and shooting stars in the background, and tiny figures of people and wolves frame the image.
Oh.
But there are two other doors leading out of this room, one in the northern wall and one in the western wall. Mm-hmm. And those are wooden doors.
Rafina is drawn toward the lute and begins to tune it. Does anything happen when she touches it?
No.
It's not mad. It doesn't appear to be magical.
Mm-mm, at least nothing magically happens when you pick it up.
Right. Ding, 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 ding.
The lute is out of tune, as you would expect. You think it's been sitting here for a while. But not terribly out of tune.
I want to go over to the window and open that curtain.
You open the curtain, and beyond is a leaded iron window looking out onto a rampart. It is the rampart that you guys walked around on the outside a few sessions ago.
Huh.
The rain is still pouring down. You see a fork of lightning in the distance.
Is there any other food on the table besides the cake?
No, there is not. Though the table is set.
Like every place has a table? Has a plate, I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And again, covered in a very thick layer of dust.
Hmm. Rafina comes over to the table. She's still holding the lute, and she sits down at one of the chairs and places the lute gently on the table to tune it some more.
Okay.
Why do you think there's only one figure on the cake?
Because Strahd doesn't want to be on a cake because he can't eat cake anymore and he's jealous. That's why.
That's probably true.
If you investigate the cake, you see that it looks like there was a figure joining the woman at one point on top. There's an imprint in the moldy green frosting that would indicate a pair of feet.
Huh. So are we thinking that this was the brother's wedding cake when he stole What's-Her-Face from Strahd? And so he was cut out of the cake by Strahd?
Ooh, I didn't really think about that. I guess they weren't ever going to get married or something. What is this brown thing? Is that existing in your description?
That was the stand that Rafina took the loot off of.
Oh, okay. Well, is there... What does the figurine look like? Can I walk up to the cake and take the figurine and see if it looks like Irina?
Okay, yeah. You take the figure off the cake. Sort of sticks in the frosting a little bit, but you're able to pull it free. And it does look remarkably like Irina.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong.
Are you playing the lute now?
Yes.
Give me a performance check.
Oh, man, freaking 7 plus 1 is 8.
Okay. You haven't quite gotten this lute tuned properly.
Alas, my... Alas, my... Damn it.
So there's nothing else in this room, like, to look at, really. Just
there's a big old harp in the corner.
Right, which Will wouldn't really be interested in. Is there any paintings on the wall or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm going to drag a chair over to the harp. I have no idea how to play the harp. But I'm going to sit down and pretend.
All right, give me a performance check.
Oh, but dang, I'm good at performance.
Oh my gosh, and you were plus 6? Nice.
Whoa.
But I really have no idea how to play any musical instruments.
Yes, but you're charismatic now.
Oh my god, he's the
king! I'm going to play it horribly, but with amazing style.
The harp cannot say no to you.
Oh my gosh.
Bathwax starts to pluck these strings almost at random on the harp, and this incredibly melancholy song begins to like pour out from it. He's playing it. It's not magically producing this sound. It is him producing it. You all just feel like this sense of loss as you hear these notes. And in short time, I would say in about 5 seconds or so, in front of the harp materializes this spectral figure.
Whoa.
This short man. He's about like 3.5 feet tall, dressed in full jester regalia.
Oh.
He has a cap with bells at the end of 3 different points.
Oh.
And it looks like his face is made up. It's kind of like a clown, not as extreme as like a circus clown, but he stands there with a hand on a hip, and he turns to you, Batwack, and says, "Why have you summoned me from the grave?"
Aww.
Whoa, what? I break a string on the harp by accident. And stand up and step back from it. I'm sort of looking at the harp and looking at the man. Rafina?
Bathwack, that was beautiful.
Yes, you play quite well to have brought me back from death. I must tell you, you must be rewarded.
Whoa.
In my crypt below the castle, thou shalt find a treasure worthy of one so talented as thee.
Whoa.
May it help thee set this troubled place to rest.
Are you dead?
Yes, I'm dead. I fell down the stairs.
Oh,
that's sad. Did someone push you?
Yes.
Oh, who?
Me.
What?
What?
You killed yourself?
Oh.
Not quite. You'll see.
Oh. What? Wait, what? No. Warn us more. Need more of a warning.
Just look out for me. My name is Piddlywick.
Oh.
We'll find you on the stairs.
He fades away.
Oh.
Oh. Mm.
All right, I've got to see if this loot is going to conjure anything up.
All right. Note to self, look in Piddlywick's tomb.
And be very careful.
In the crypt.
Hold on to the handrail on the stairs.
Don't push self downstairs.
Okay. Wow.
Alas, poor love.
Wow. I'm going to try to play the harp again.
I'm going to throw the doll at the harp area. The wedding cake doll.
The wedding cake doll at the harp area.
Yeah, like, I'm not at Bethwack or not at the harp, but, like, throw it and be like, come on, let's get out. This is freaking awful.
Okay, so first, Rafina's going to try to play the lute again. Go ahead and give me another performance check.
10.
Hmm?
10.
All right, you do get the lute in tune, but sad song that Bathwack's playing is kind of stuck in your head, and you kind of can't get past that melody he was playing. So you're able to you know, produce something that doesn't sound terrible. You do, though, in playing this, you feel like this is a magic lute, and that someone who is well-versed, like, say, a bard, for example, might find this to be very useful in their spellcasting.
Hmm. I think I'll take this along with me, unless it belongs to someone else. I turn it over to see if there's any engraving on it. Any name?
Any name on it?
Does it have shoes? Are there any shoes
you
on it?
Take the loot, the shoes off the loot.
Is it, does it have, like, a provenance on it? Does it say where it came from? Who crafted it?
It states the place where it was crafted, it states Neverwinter, sort of stamped into the bottom of the base of the lute, which you know is a large city in the land where you came from.
Yeah, not in Barovia.
Wow. Oh, this reminds me of home. I pocket it. I mean, not literally. It's too big.
She has a giant pocket.
It's a pocket lute.
Oh!
And Bathwack, you said you start to play the lute or the harp again.
Yeah,
performance.
I was just kind of shocked by what came out. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yep.
Dude,
look at that!
Jeez, <It's> so ridiculous. It's 22.
You, despite the broken harp string that you caused, this time you pick up the tempo, you're able to pick up a livelier tune. Hmm. Everybody feels a little more energetic. But nothing appears as you play. And then suddenly, from the table, roll a d20, Katie, real quick.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Three?
Something flies past your head and strikes the wall behind you, startling you. As the bride figurine smashes behind you into the wall.
I break another string and, well, he's kind of shrug.
Be careful. Yeah.
A little bit pleased. I'm going to look for other instruments to play. All right, fine, Will.
Yeah, let's leave.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to...
I wish we'd asked that Piddlywick guy what is going on in this room. We all seemed a little taken aback. Think straight.
Do you, I'm rummaging through my backpack now. Does anyone have any need for that? I pull out the Devil We Know by Fiona Walker. Been carrying this around for a while. I don't really know why. Does anyone need this? Will, you like this, right?
No.
No.
No, thanks.
All right. I'm kind of sick. I don't really like carrying this thing around. It's been kind of weighing on me. So I'm just going to deposit it right in the center of the wedding cake.
You trying to make room in your bag for harp?
That would be tough.
That would be tough.
No, I just don't want to carry this thing around anymore. It's bugging me.
So it splats on top of the cake, compressing the top tier down a little bit. Sort of sits there.
Hmm.
What's Lank doing?
Lank is sort of stunned by everything that's happening, but he's listening to the conversations and is quietly impressed that Bathwack is so good at playing the harp.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
I think it's just a plus one, so 12.
Okay. Something catches your eye on the floor against one of the table legs.
Hmm.
Something seems odd. Looks like it's sitting there, small.
Glancing around, because I said I want to get caught off guard for the third time in the past 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I go over and retrieve it.
Okay. It is a doll figure of a well-dressed man.
Oh, yeah.
Ha.
Oh, everyone. Look, I think I found the missing man.
Who does it look like?
I will brush the dust and frosting off.
Does it have fangs?
No, no fangs. I mean, you think it maybe kind of looks like Strahd?
But could be a relative.
Could be.
Hmm. Bathwack put the book
on top of
so where the statue would have been.
I'm assuming, yeah.
I didn't know if, like, if I put it back, would that, like, unlock something? You know, the cake open. Strahd's inside.
Try putting it next to the bride.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think the book's in the way.
I meant, the bride has been thrown.
Yeah, I threw it over.
Oh, right. The bride's not on the cake anymore either.
I was just wondering if the inside of the cake tastes better. It's maybe not green.
You wanna
Are you hungry?
Explore?
I'm going to pull the book out and see if it smells good.
Okay. Oh, it smells terrible.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I'm just going to throw the book on the table.
Splat.
Making a mess there, Bathwack.
Just poking around.
Lank's going to go and collect the
the
woman figure.
Got it.
And so he has both and sort of just is examining them.
Do you make them kiss?
Yeah, I'm like, Lank, you playing with your dolls there?
Does it look like she didn't have her arm and then it was glued back on?
Oh, that's what we should do.
No, Lang's just sort of looking at the workmanship, that sort of thing, trying to see if there's something familiar about them. Although you said it could very well be Irina.
Mm-hmm. Very much like her, and vaguely like Strahd. They're very well made.
We should melt them together.
They're made out of wood?
Yes.
Are they Blinskys?
I'll look for a name on the shoes of the figures.
There is no no inscription or name on these figures.
Hmm. Well, does it? I mean, does it look like Strahd? I'm gonna ask, like, because I'm not looking at him. But does it? Is that Strahd or is it the brother?
I can't tell. Like, hands over the guy.
Well, based on
you think it. I mean, it could be Strahd.
Well, what I'm wondering is if, because Will had the girl doll, mm-hmm. and you said it looked just like Irina,
mm-hmm.
and if the boy doll only looks kind of like Strahd, can I make a connection that maybe this is not Strahd?
Sure.
Roll my dice.
Yeah.
You want me to do that?
Yeah. Roll your dice.
What am I doing?
What'd you roll?
An 11.
How about investigation?
Oh, my investigation is very good. 17.
Yeah, you think that with your interactions with Strahd and seeing how close to looking like Irina the woman figure is, you think that it could look more like him.
That it is Strahd. Oh, that it could possibly look more
like
Strahd.
If someone put the same amount of work into both of them, you think it would look more like Strahd
so
if
this,
they had.
I don't know, man. I think this might be the brother. I think Rafina might have been right that this is the brother's wedding cake.
Is it damaged in any way that we can tell why they were separated off the cake?
The cake itself?
Well, because it seemed like the brother was yanked off in anger, perhaps, or something.
I mean, the cake was kind of leaning heavily to one side.
So could it just rolled off then?
You don't, based on where Lank picked up the groom, you don't think that is the case.
Right.
unless it got kicked there or something. It's not outside the realm of possibility, but.
Hey, Lank, let's take these figures and put them somewhere where Estrad might come across them and put them in a dirty position. That is my suggestion. Fuck Strahd, right, guys? Right?
It's a little small.
But let's do it anyway. We can, okay. Can we, we'll go put it, you know what, I'll hold on to him. And when we come to a place where I feel like Strahd is probably going to come across him, we'll make sure they're making out, okay? We'll leave.
Okay.
We'll, yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, why not?
Great plan.
It's a good plan. We want to piss Strahd off, right? That's the goal? Oh, wait, no, beat Strahd? What a laugh. It's not going to happen. But let's piss him off with these stupid cake figurines.
All right. So you can't take the figurines and look for a good place to display them, a little nice little diorama to yeah. set up a tableau, if you
yeah.
will.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. We'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Anything else anybody wants to do here in this room? Anybody want to take a bite of the cake?
Nope.
It's probably amazingly healing, but I'm not going to do it.
Even Rafina doesn't.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Aren't you going to take
guys,
a sample?
Guys, what's wrong with this cake? What are you guys doing? Free cake!
I'm doing keto right now.
Well, okay. So if you guys are done, how are you leaving? Are you going back the way you came or going to go through one of the two doors that you don't know where they go?
New door.
What do you use your magic to fling one open, Rafina?
Yes.
Great. Great. Which one?
It's gonna be the what do you think? Eeny meeny miny moe, catch tiger. Which one do you want to go through, Bathbuck?
You pick.
All right, north.
All right. You fling the north door open. And beyond, a glowing warm light spills out of this door as you fling it open, like firelight.
Wow.
If you head on in, you see that this is looks like a study. A blazing hearth fills this room with rolling waves of red and amber light. The walls are lined with ancient books and tomes, their leather covers well oiled and preserved through careful use. Oh, all is in order here.
Whoa.
Mm.
This is definitely his man cave.
Yes.
The stone floor is concealed beneath a thick, luxurious rug in the center... beneath a thick, luxurious rug. In the center of the room is a large, low table, waxed and polished to a mirrored finish.
Wow.
Even the poker in its stand next to the blazing fireplace is polished.
Wow.
Large, overstuffed couches are arranged about the room. Two chairs of burgundy-colored wood with padded leather seats and back cushions face the hearth. A huge painting hangs over the mantelpiece in a heavy, gilded frame. The rolling firelight illuminates the carefully rendered portrait. It is an exact likeness of Irina Kolyana.
What?
Are we sure that's a table and not a coffin?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
There are several doors leading out of here as well. There is a door in the north wall. There's the door in the south wall you came through. There is a door in the northwestern corner, and then a set of double doors in the western wall.
Well, this place needs to be ransacked. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
My palms are suddenly sweaty. I mean, I'm looking at all of these. Oh my gosh. Look at all these things to look through. Are those actual things? They look like bookcases?
They're bookcases, yeah. Bookcases basically lining the walls.
Heck yeah. Time to go looking.
Okay. You're going to start looking at books?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for, like, you know, papers and stuff, but if it's just a library, I mean...
Okay. There's yeah, you no don't desk. See any desks. Yeah, okay. There's no desks.
Okay, that's a big bummer, but I'm going to look around.
So Will's going to look at the books. What's everybody else doing?
I'm going to go sit by the fire.
In one of the red chairs?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm trying to see here. That's a nice big room. I'll start walking I don't want to get near the fire. I'll walk along the south wall.
Away from the fireplace? Towards
away
the
from
west?
The fire. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Are you looking for things? What are you doing? Are you just
looking around, not looking for any? I guess keeping an eye open for danger because okay. Blank is finally starting to get the hint that maybe there's danger everywhere.
All right, and Rafina?
I'm also looking at bookshelves around the green round thing.
Okay, it's a little table with a lamp on it.
Mm. Is it a table or is it like one of those fancy round chair like
yeah,
sofas?
Yeah, I thought it was a round sofa.
Oh, it's a round sofa. You're right.
I really think so. Rafina might get up onto the sofa and jump from section to section.
Yeah!
Just once all the way around.
Suddenly the whole western wall swings open. Click. All right. So, Will, you start picking through books. You pick up, you find a book of heraldry.
What's that mean? Is that song?
It's about like banners and crests and sigils and things like that. Rafina, you find an epic novel, a work of fiction describing some adventurer's journey.
Hmm.
Are there any like statues or anything, little knickknacks in here? I'm just looking at the art.
Looks like most of the surface is focused on books.
Books? Okay.
Whoever was in here wanted to read. That's what they were in here to do.
Okay. What about the table? Is it like a meeting table or is it like
it's
a coffee
more like,
table?
Yeah, it's more like a coffee table kind of thing, yeah.
Ugh, I want to admire it. It's gleaming.
Oh,
it's
you
pretty
can,
sweet.
You can see yourself in it.
I wish I could take this back to my town when I leave this place!
You're reminded of this shock of white hair running through.
Oh, man. I definitely tried to fix my hair. It doesn't work.
You prestidigitate it. It doesn't work.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Okay.
Oh, does any magic work in this room? I try to reclose the door.
It closes.
Oh, phew. What's the oldest and the newest books in this collection?
If you're looking for that, the newest one you see, to be honest, they're all pretty old.
Okay.
You find an anthology of poetry.
Hmm.
As for old, you find a biography of a forgotten queen.
Hmm.
Bathwick, you're very nice and warm and toasty.
Trying to find something to put my feet up on. Ah.
Is there anything over the fireplace, like a mantle with anything besides the painting? Or
the mantle place is bare.
Okay.
And this huge painting of Irina dominates.
So is there like, there's wood in the fire. Someone recently put the wood there, maybe? What does it look like?
It looks like it's a normal fire. It doesn't look magical.
All right, so someone's been here. Maybe. Is there a pipe? Is there a table nearby? I'm just kind of looking around.
There's a small table between the two chairs, but nothing on it. Are you just, is Lank just making a circuit of the room, or?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay. You see more of the same. You make your way past the doors. You don't hear any noise, obvious noise behind any of them or anything like that. You still.
So this is a nice cozy room.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Should we investigate anything? I mean, do we think that there's anything secret here? Like, we've looked through the books.
I mean, if you're gonna try to do that, like look for like, I just thought you were kind of like scanning the books. If you want to do something more thorough in general,
yeah,
give me an you or Rafina or anybody else whoever would be doing that.
I feel like this is got.
Give me
if
an
it's
investigation.
If it's maintained and there's a fire, he has to hang out here, so there has to be something. Like I'm gonna start messing it
it's
up. Totally
coming
bit.
Back soon.
Investigation is +6, I think 19.
Okay. Is anybody else investigating thoroughly?
Blank is not. Blank is still a little shaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still distracted by the books.
Okay. Bathwick has his eyes closed?
Yeah. He's just taking a breather.
All right. I mean, in large part, you don't notice, you don't see any, like, scuff marks on the floor, Will, or, mm-hmm. you know, anything that indicates anything swings outward or inward or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You come around. Basically, you make a full circuit of the bookshelves, and as you get to the end in the northeastern corner, the one thing that catches your eye, I mentioned it before, and it just strikes you as odd, the poker, it's gleaming bright, like it is shining. More like bright than you would imagine a poker would be. Like, why is this poker
all right
being kept so
I'll pick it up.
So fine. Okay. You pick up the poker, and as you do, you hear a grating sound. And if anybody's near the fireplace, they do as well. And a bathwhack, if you open your eyes, you're in a perfect vantage to see the back of the fireplace swing open.
Oh!
Like behind the fire.
I'm going to jump to my feet.
Whoa! Well!
Just from grabbing the poker, huh?
Let's go in.
Well, wait a second.
Can we go in?
I think I can put out the fire with prestidigitation. A candle or a small campfire. I don't know if this qualifies as
this is a pretty big roaring fire.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't do anything with it then.
Oh, I bet Rafina can put this out.
With my creator destroy water?
You could surf into it.
I mean, it's not like things are on fire.
The floor is stone, right? We could just pull the wood out
and set this whole room on fire.
Mm. Yeah.
You want to direct the place?
I do, but we're in it. I don't want to. I don't want to burn ourselves alive.
I don't think we can burn the castle down.
Yeah, it would be tough. The doors are wood. The bookcases and the books would catch the furniture.
Well, the rug. The thing. We wouldn't be able to come back in here to exit if that turned out to be a bad place. So, I'll shove the logs aside with the poker and then see if I can make separate logs, smaller fires, and extinguish those. Would that work?
Yeah, with some effort. Yeah, you could do that.
Good. That's what I do. Pop!
All right.
Fire out.
So the fire is, with prestidigitation, it's not even smoldering. It's just out.
Yeah.
There's maybe some residual heat, but there's not even any glowing coals.
That's right.
And beyond where the fire was sitting, this sort of dark opening yawns, beckoning you into its unknown depths. And I guess we'll have to find out what lies beyond next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Dun dun dun!
I found your home, Bathwack. Go inside.
Dark hole.
I'll set the fire again, and I'll leave. Bye.
No one else has to even know.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.